Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A very warm welcome to you all, to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's, for our service of home worship on this third Sunday of the Kingdom season. It's really lovely to have you with us. Throughout the Kingdom season, we celebrate the kingship of Christ over all creation, and we give thanks for our citizenship of his kingdom. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, united in prayer, in praise and worship of our Heavenly Father. And as we come into his presence, we open our hearts to him in prayer. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you show us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us into life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia, to the triune majesty. Heavenly Father, whose blessed Son was revealed to destroy the works of the devil and to make us the children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that we, having this hope, may purify ourselves even as he is pure, that when he shall appear in power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom. Grant this for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Malachi. See, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that comes shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 98. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of the Lord. O Lord, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvellous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him victory. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of the Lord. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of the Lord. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of the Lord. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills sing together for joy at the presence of the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of the Lord. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Now we command you, beloved, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to keep away from believers who are living in idleness and not according to the tradition that they received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us. We are not idle when we were with you, and we did not eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with toil and labour we worked night and day, so that we might not burden any of you. This was not because we do not have that right, but in order to give you an example to imitate. For even when we were among you, we gave you this command: anyone unwilling to work should not eat. For we hear that some of you are living in idleness, mere busybodies, not doing any work. Now such persons we command and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. Brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right and good. Hope and comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. For I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to Saint Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another, all will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and the time is near. Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. For these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues. And there will be dreadful portents, and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance. For I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance you will gain your souls." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. As the church's year draws to an end, Jesus, in our Gospel reading today, directs our thoughts toward the time when his kingdom will be established in all its fullness and glory. Jesus paints a picture of the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem, warning his disciples, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. The picture of the world which Jesus paints is one that seems familiar to us. Yet Jesus tells us these conflicts and natural disasters must happen as the kingdom of God is established in the world. Ever since Jesus returned to claim his throne in the glory of heaven through his glorious ascension, his followers have been looking for his coming again in glory. Of course, as Jesus tells us elsewhere in the Gospels, we do not know the exact time when he will return. We live in expectation and hope. But we do not wait alone. Jesus promises to be with us always, and this promise is fulfilled in the presence of the Holy Spirit, which dwells within each of us, drawing us closer to God and enabling us to live our lives as faithful disciples of Christ. Jesus knew that it would not be easy for us to follow his ways, to live lives of love in an often hostile or indifferent world. We will, Jesus tells us, face opposition, betrayal, and more often for us, indifference to the good news from those among whom we live. Such reactions are signs of the coming of the kingdom. The eternal life won for us by Jesus Christ was born through the horrors and violence of the cross, which made possible the resurrection to new life. And Jesus is warning us that as we follow the way of the cross, the pain that can bring will herald a new dawn as the kingdom of God in all its glory is established throughout the world, bringing peace, love, and security to all people. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. The Church may faithfully lead God's people in the way of Christ, in building his kingdom on earth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. We pray especially for the peoples of Israel and Gaza, Ukraine and the Sudan. May there be peace where there is conflict, and hope where there is despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we love and serve the Lord and our neighbors as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. May they be strengthened by the Holy Spirit and consoled with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. And we pray for the recently departed, and for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. May they share the eternal glory of heaven in the company of all the saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have willed that the gate of mercy should stand open to those who trust in you. Look upon us with your favour, that we who follow the path of your will may never wander from the way of life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just before our final blessing and our final hymn, I'd like to thank you all so much for joining us, our family here in Gellygair, for our service of home worship this morning. It's really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a safe, healthy, peaceful and happy week to come. And I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, guard your hearts in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Amen.